I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me. This is Ronette Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Jay Digger. This is Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
The Rose of Gospel, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
My name is Michelle Williams. I love hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio.
This is Kim Burrell, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Got a real cool vibe, man.
Hey everybody, welcome back to On The Record. I'm your host, Fred Willis, and I have a very special guest with me today. You've known her as the season 6 winner of Sunday Best. You know her mother, you know her family, you know everybody. You would call her Tasha Paige Lockhart. But today, as my very special guest, I get the wonderful privilege of calling her Tasha. So help me welcome Tasha to the show.
How you doing, sir? Good to be here.
Yeah, I'm doing real good. I am thrilled to have you on. Listen, since 2016 or maybe 2017, I have had a newfound respect for your music and your art. And that's when I heard The Beautiful Project. It totally transformed everything that I thought of you and your ministry, watching you sing, actually watching you perform some of the songs before the album released. I was like, wow, I think I have a new favorite artist, y'all. And so, yeah. And so I wrote about it. Obviously, you know, I shared that with you. And I told people about it any chance I got. And I was so thrilled last year to see you win female Contemporary Female Vocalist of the Year. It just made sense. It made perfect sense. I think you were nominated as producer too. But that album was just wonderful. It was so wonderful. So now that I got that out the way, you have new music out. And this new music is coming to us. It's called Why Not Me. It's such a strong song. Tell me about this song.
So, you know, Why Not Me was birthed out of, you know, life experiences. Mm-hmm. And my husband, my new husband, praise God.
All right.
Who, he had a conversation with me while we were dating and talking. And he was like, you know, what do you want to say to people? Mm-hmm. He was like, once you figure out exactly what you want to say to people and what the common denominator of everyone is, what is something that everybody what is a song that you can write that everyone can relate to, everybody deals with, that's the song that's going to really blow for you. And I was just really thinking about it, and that's when we were in the studio one night, and I started hearing the words. So why not me? I'm the perfect person to go through the storm. It won't break me. It won't kill me. I will go on. And I'll come out even better than before. And I'll never see this place anymore. Because my faith is getting stronger every day. I'm removing everything that's in my way. And the fact that I survived another day makes me say, why not me? So we've all asked the question, why me? Why am I going through this? Why did this happen to me? What is this? You know, we've all asked, why me? But when we understand that at some point in our lives, tragedy, devastation, trials, storms, death of a loved one, that stuff is going to come to your door. It's going to knock on your door.
Yeah.
And so you have to be in the right mindset when you open that door, because if not, it'll take you out. It can kill you. You can lose your mind. You can, you know, it can have a negative effect on you. But what if we change our perception and our mindset and say, instead of saying, why me, say, why not me? And go through a different way. That's where the song came from.
Wow. Well, that's different, because, you know, none of us really want to go through.
No, it's true, but we have to.
Yeah,
it's the inevitable. As long as you got breath in your body, you're gonna go through stuff, you're gonna struggle with stuff, and that go for young and old, any race, any ethnicity, you're gonna go through things.
Wow. So as you heard the song, you know, you are obviously in the new season of life. What would you say you gained, not only with the perspective of why not me, but going through that season? What would you say you gained or learned from that?
I learned how to go through with joy. I don't wallow in situations and stay there for a long time. I don't rob myself from the feeling, from feeling the emotion of the pain, you know, but I still, because sometimes this may sound crazy, but it's good for us. It's good for us. The Bible said it's good that I was afflicted.
Yeah.
So, whatever you go through, feeling that emotion, allowing yourself to feel the pain, the disappointment, settle in that moment for a minute, but just don't stay there. And that's what I gained from the song. You know, it's okay to ask questions. We've been taught as a kid, don't question God.
Right.
It's okay to ask questions.
Yeah.
But it's okay to ask questions. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to waste time. Because sometimes we go through things and we're probably only supposed to be going through that for 2 weeks. So we stayed there for 2 years.
My Lord, yep.
Keep asking why? Why am I going through this? Why did this happen? Pointing fingers, blaming this person. Take responsibility for the part you played in whatever happened to you.
What
part are you going to play in this? Own up to the decisions you made. Because a lot of stuff that we go through, God didn't place us in those situations. We placed ourselves there.
That's right.
And so the amazing thing is that we serve a God who's committed to cleaning up a mess that he didn't even make.
Wow.
So.
Nah, I ain't gonna stop you. Just go. I mean, you and in the vein.
No,
right,
I mean,
there.
That's just where it is, you know, with the song. That's where I am.
Yeah.
That's what brought me to that, you know, that understanding of, you know, I'm not getting ready to sit back and keep pointing fingers and play the victim and the blame game. Yes, it happened to me. Yes, I went through what I went through. I was on drugs. I got molested. I was raped. All that stuff happened to me. And I'm not being insensitive to anybody who have gone through that or may be going through that now. It's tough. It's devastating. It's heartbreaking. It's really you can be in a really dark place.
Mm-hmm.
I've been suicidal. I've been depressed. I've done all of that. But at the end of the day, I can't stay in that place.
Right.
If I want to move forward, if I want to be all that God has called me to be, I have to pick myself up and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
How do I keep it moving? Pressing toward the mark. How do I keep it moving? Continue to stay in God's face, seeking God, trusting God. But at the same time, He gives us common sense. He gives us free will. So, you know, we like to quote half of a scripture. First part says, He'll do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask and think. But then we leave out the other part of,
according to the power
that works in who?
Us.
You.
Yeah, that's right.
So you don't even realize that you've been equipped to go through all of this stuff already. He already placed it in you.
Yeah. Wow. I love that. And listen, y'all, when you encounter Tasha now, she is not only a dynamic singer, she's always been a beast on the mic. All right, y'all, we got that settled. But what you may not know is she is a life coach and a peer recovery specialist. So, and I'm not saying that this is new, what you're hearing from her, but I'm just saying, y'all, she's in a new vein, if that's all right, for me to say. And I think, you know, this is what we don't always see from our artists. You know, we see the art, we see the trials and tribulations of the industry. But you know, I love this now that we're seeing our gospel artists as believers now in so many ways. You know, we're seeing a return to scripture-based living. We're seeing a return to even serving the local church, serving the needs of the local church.
Yeah.
And I have such great appreciation for that, because when we went away from it, you know, then, you know, we obviously saw, you know, what happens, you know, when we lose that. But yeah, talk to me about your role as a life coach and peer recovery specialist. Are you taking clients?
I am. I'm starting to now. You know, I've been so focused on the music and when going through the divorce and going through everything that I went through, you know, I'm really big on taking your time, whatever time you need to heal and get yourself together, because I don't believe in bleeding all over people.
Yes.
So I wanted to make sure that I was healed from everything and that I was in a place to where I can actually help people. So I'm thanking God that I am in that place now where I can actually help people and I can minister from a place of victory and not from a place of struggle. And that's not to say that I won't go through things, because as long as you live, you go on through things.
But
the things that I'm able to speak about, those things I've overcome.
Yeah.
So I am taking clients now, and all of that stuff will be posted on my social media. So if you follow me, I'm on Instagram or Facebook. Just be on the lookout if you want to receive any of those services. That those will be posted on my social media site.
I love it. You know what? Let me just say this. I really am just excited to hear from you today and hearing from here. I'm not ending the interview, but I just got to say this now, because, you know, I've watched you since, you know, obviously season 6 on Sunday Best. And we met you not only as Lisa Page Brooks's daughter, but, you know, Tasha Page, you know, Tasha Page Lockhart at the time. But, you know, watching you and I, like I said at the beginning, the Beautiful Project, I heard a song on there that I sing every now and again. I couldn't wait to get home when I saw you singing, and I think whatever year it was that I met you and you sang those songs. You sang a song called I Got Joy, and the song that was out on the radio was also just crazy good over and over. I mean, that vibe was amazing. But every now and again, when I'm faced with like a challenging situation, I'll sing that song. Early in the morning when I rise, I got you.
Wow.
I got you. And it's not necessarily that I'm calling on joy, But I'm saying, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I need some strength right now.
Right.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm calling.
You got to decree and declare.
Yes,
yeah.
That's it. That's it. And so I listened to that song, and even the ad libs toward the end, I'm like, wow, you know, they can't take it away. They can't take it. And I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm like, woo, man, this is so good. So I really appreciate not just your artistry, but your ministry through the years. And I know from where you are, sometimes it's hard for ministry to really kind of shine through, because when you're online and your social media, everybody is, you know, they kind of cherry picking what they want to think of you, you know, they, you know. So that's really good. I'm going to ask you this question. Who is Tasha? Who are you really?
I am a believer.
Mm-hmm.
I am a wife. I am a servant. I am a mother of two.
Mm-hmm.
I am a daughter. I'm just, you know, I'm just that. My husband always teases me. It was like, you know, you always make everybody feel comfortable. I like they know you.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I am. When, yeah. If you're around me, you're gonna when you're around me, you're gonna feel like you've known me for years.
Mm-hmm.
That's just who I am naturally. You know, just always been that people pleaser. Just want people to be happy. Just want the atmosphere to be full of love and full of laughter. And you know, I've always been an open book ever since I was given the platform of Sunday Best. Mm-hmm. So. Of course, I'm a lover of music, but I think those things I named come before my music.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I love my music, I just feel like music is the tool to get me to those other things, to share my story, to preaching the gospel. And those are the most important things. You know, we look at all of the other stuff, the flights and the money and the hotels and the clothes and all. We look at that stuff. And some people on the outside looking in, they want that and they're envious of that. I wish I was doing this and I want to sing and I want, but that's not the goal. The goal is not to, you know, first class flights and clothes and shopping sprees and money and cars and stuff. No, the goal is to see a soul one. The goal is to, for somebody that's sick to be healed, or someone that was on drugs to change their mind and decide, I don't want to live this life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the goal. And so whatever God has to use to get to that, then that's what I'm all about. I'm all about helping people and serving people. So that's who Tasha is.
Hey everybody, it's Fred, and I want to thank you so much for listening to On The Record today. My very special guest, Tasha, is sharing so much of her wonderful story and testimony. Again, I want to thank you for listening today. If you have not already, invite everybody you know and let them know that the show is on. Let them know to come and check out Tasha on The Record. We'll be right back with Tasha after a few messages from my friends.
The people I looked up to were gangsters.
From IamSecond.com.
So I just wanted to be like those guys.
Recording artist Lecrae.
Never met my father. Kind of makes you wrestle with, why isn't he there? Is it something about me? I experienced abuse as a kid. I experienced neglect. So I was just wanting real significance, and I didn't feel like I was going to get it trying to be this manicured, good, all-around person. Got arrested in high school, fighting all the time. I put on a gang list, took a gun, and stood in the middle of the street. I'm just this misfit of a person. I remember articulating, like, God, get me out of this. And then it kind of hit me, like, somebody thinks I'm significant, incredibly significant enough to die for me. It all made sense. It just, I needed to know Jesus.
Watch Lecrae's story and others like these at IamSecond.com.
Hey everybody, it's Fred here, and I want to take a moment to talk financial solutions. If your financial future is not as secure as you want or need it to be, I want to introduce you to Keith Squalls of the K. Allen Financial Group. He's already helped numerous clients eliminate debt and even helped them pay off their mortgages years ahead of schedule. It's not too good to be true. It's too good to miss. Give him a call today. Tell him I sent you. The number to call is 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
things work together for my good. And I know that all things work together for my good. Help me say, things work together for my good. And I know that all things work together for my good. Lift your voices.
And I know together for my good. And I know that all things work together for my good.
And I know that all things work together.
Say it like you believe it.
Hey. And I know that all things work together.
Say it until
for
you
my
see
good.
It. Yeah.
And I know that
no.
all things work together.
All things
for my good.
Shout this thing out. Go. Hey, Brandon.
It's SP Radio.
I love it so much. So how do you balance all of that? You're an artist also, you mentioned that, with now being the pastor's wife.
Yes. Yes. I have a mock-up from, I'm also involved in a company called Total Life Changes.
Oh, yeah.
So we sell weight loss products, and I've been using these products for some time now. That's how I've been able to lose some weight.
Mm-hmm.
I also sell these products, so shameless plug. If you're trying to lose 5 pounds in 5 days, then you need to go ahead and hit that link in my bio on Instagram and get your life together, because it actually does work. How do I balance? There's a model that I took from a multi-level marketing guru. Her name is Stormy Wellington. And she said, the win model is what we follow. And that's what's important now.
Yeah.
What's important now? And that's how I live my life every day. What's important now? That's how you balance. That's how I balance being a wife, being a mother, being a first lady, being an entrepreneur, being a singer, a songwriter, selling health and wellness products, whatever I'm doing at the time, getting ready to launch a hairline. What's important now? Right now, this is important. I'm on the phone with you. I'm doing this interview. I'm focused on my music. When I get off of the phone, I'm going to shift back into being the administrator at our church. I have things I have to take care of at the church. So I have to keep that in the forefront. What's important now? So that's how you're able to balance all the things that you're doing in your life. You keep that model. What's important now? And you keep that in the forefront. Whatever you're dealing with, focus completely on that. And then when you're done, then you shift to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Just how you do it. And he'll strengthen you to be able to do all of it, because guess what? He gave you the talent and the ability to do all of it. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things. Mm-hmm. All those things you want to do. All those gifts. All that vision inside of you. Everything that you can place your hands to do, do it.
Yes. That's right. Everything, what did Nehemiah said, Lord, strengthen my hands.
And do it while you're in your youth. You know what I mean? Like, don't wait until you get up in age and then you're looking back and you're regretting and to the things you didn't do and I drug my feet and I procrastinated. No, while you have strength in your body, while you have your youth, do the will of God.
I love it. Lord have mercy. Why are you young and strong, dude? I know that's right. It's nothing more frustrating than seeing somebody waste their years.
Yeah.
Doing whatever they want to, and they come limping into the house of the Lord, and I'm saying, you don't even sing like you used to. You can't even stand up for 15 minutes to sing, and I'm not, being mean about it, but I'm saying sometimes these are people who know better.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time
we know better. Yeah,
the enemy does come to. He wants to steal. That's the first thing Jesus said, to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
He's stealing our years. He's stealing our youth, our youthful years. Wow, y'all. Tasha is just blessing me today. I don't even feel like I'm interviewing her. I'm just kind of sitting here taking notes and listening and learning. All this good stuff. Listen, I know you got stuff to do. You got to get back to being an administrator today, but I want to ask you these questions. I'm going to let you go. It's unknown to a lot of people that you were a jingles singer. And you sang some wonderful jingles for great companies. And I want to ask you this, two questions about jingles. Number one, what was your favorite jingle that you recorded? And number two, did it at all help with discipline in the studio?
Yes. So my favorite jingle that I recorded growing up, I have to say it was probably the one from Kmart made me the most money. But the one that I could say is my favorite to sing and actually to hear, because they played it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you may even have heard me and didn't even know it was me. But it's America's Best Selling Minivan, Dodge Caravan. That was my favorite one to do.
What? That was you?
Yeah, that was me. Yes.
You know, I always wanted a Dodge Caravan. No, I'm kidding. Hey, those new ones are lit. They got TVs and stuff all in there. Soccer dad, right here.
That was my favorite commercial jingle to sing. And then was the second question?
About discipline, because I know I recorded jingles and the producer was like all over me because I was doing like gospel stuff, like kind of stepping up to the note and stuff like that. And they were like, cut, I need you to hit the note right on. And I was like,
that helped me with being versatile in the studio, you know, with versatility and being like, I can sing anything.
Yeah.
So that really helped me. And I have to thank my parents for that because, you know, with my stepfather being one of the founding group members of Commission, and then my mom being a witness, I was just always a little girl that was just in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
So whenever they needed it, the owner of the studio, Eric Morgeson, of the famous studio in Detroit called Studio A, some of everybody recorded it. I would just be the little girl at the studio, and they would be like, can Tasha come in here and sing, or can she come in here and do this commercial for Bisquick, or can she come do this commercial for the United Way? My first commercial when I was 8 years old was for the United Way.
Wow.
And that's how I got my start in it. And I was just a little girl at the studio, and that helped me, though, because, you know, you got to sing it the way they tell you. Mm-hmm. You got to sing it with different inflections in your voice.
Yep.
And, you know, and that put me on the road of what I'm doing today. So I'm grateful for it.
Wow, I love it. That inflections word, oh my goodness. I could have built a house on how many times I got that thrown back at me. This next question, then we're going to let you go. You did the first run of Madea on the Run, which is you're on the DVD. Just talk about your experience working with Tyler Perry and being a part of the end of an era and how important that was.
I wouldn't say it was the end of an era, though. I wouldn't call it the end of an era.
Well, for Madea.
As far as Madea.
Yeah.
Well, he's still on tour right now with the Farewell.
Well, he
went back. and that's okay.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. it's okay. You know, you experience something, and I actually spoke that into existence because if you follow me on Facebook, you will know 2 years before I went on tour with him, I put up a post and I said I was going to work. I said, there are some people that I'm going to work with that I've already been in their presence before, that I've met before, but I didn't say anything because timing is everything.
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes we have to learn how to have discipline, and sometimes we have to learn how to be quiet.
Yep.
Because we can speak too quick and we can mess up a future opportunity.
Yeah.
So I've been around a whole lot of people before and wanted to go up to them and say, hey, I'm saying, or hey, I love to work with you, but I didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And came right back around, and then 2 years later, I'm on tour with him. So, you know, that kind of stuff. I said I wanted to work with Tyler Perry. I wanted to work with Lee Daniels. It's a lot of people that I want to work with, and I'm going to be able to work with all of those people. I said I wanted to meet Berry Gordy. I was able to meet Berry Gordy and actually stand on stage with him. I was a part of the Motown 60th anniversary last year.
Okay.
There in Detroit. I shared a stage with Dougie Fresh. I mean, who would have thought that would happen like that? And I wasn't even supposed to sing that night. I ended up singing that night.
So, oh, wow. Okay.
You know, you just never know. You just have to trust God, and then you have to work hard.
Yeah.
You have to put hard work in. And then sometimes it just all boils down to just being nice to people.
Right.
Sometimes it just all boils down to smiling at somebody, talking to somebody. I've gotten opportunities to sing at places just because I was nice to the guy that was holding the camera and didn't know how he was connected to somebody else, and he remembered how nice I was to him and then asked for my number and called me back for a huge opportunity.
Wow.
It's just being nice to people.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So my mother always taught me that. Always be nice. And always when you go somewhere, before you leave, they should be inviting you to come back. That's how nice you should be.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, y'all, listen, she's been super nice with me today. She's been very liberal with her time. I've got to thank Tasha for hanging out with me today. Listen, why not me? February 26th.
Yes.
It's all yours. Yes. Do you have an album coming behind this, or are you giving us singles one at a time?
We're just doing singles right now. I'm not sure about the album. We just want to see what Why Not Me does. And I have an album already finished. I got like 13 songs already complete. I've been working over the 2 years. So I'm excited about it. But yeah, right now we're just promoting Why Not Me.
Why Not Me?
We're not sure if we're going to release the whole project. If we do release the whole project, it's going to be called Just Let Me Sing. You know, that's where I am with it. I just want to sing. I want to sing about love. I want to sing about pain, relationships. Mm-hmm. I want to sing about trees and nature. And I just don't want to be put in a box. I'm a creative. Like I said before, I started doing jingles, and I have that history with my grandfather being with Motown and traveling with Berry Gordy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you know, there's a different types of music on this project, and it's called Just Let Me Sing. So we don't know when that full project is coming, but look out for it. But right now, all roads lead to February 26th. Why not me?
I love it so much. Don't y'all be late either. Get it on the first day. Get it and stream it.
That's what matters. Get it the first day. Download it and stream it. Don't just stream it. Yes. Download it and stream it. This is important, especially for gospel music. Our numbers are at an all-time low. Yeah. You have to purchase the music in order for it to make an impact. So when you buy music, we can continue to make music. If you do not buy music, then the labels and the different executives look at us like, well, people don't support you, so why should we continue to put money behind you? Mm-hmm. I really want you guys to understand that. You have to continue to purchase music as well as stream music. And that way, we can continue to make music.
There you go. You heard it from Tasha, and you better believe it too. To get y'all some inside information. I normally don't share that much, but that's inside information. You take it to the bank.
Yes.
And once you get back from the bank, buy the song, y'all. Matter of fact, go support everything with her name on it. All her names on it.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So thank you so much for your time today. You have blessed my soul.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Wow. What can I say? That was Tasha, everybody. I learned so much listening to her today, so much about her journey, and actually just hearing a different side of her. And that's what I love to do here on the record, is to give people a chance to just be themselves. As you heard, the forthcoming album, whenever it does release, is entitled already, Just Let Me Sing. And on the record, we just let people talk. We let them talk and tell their own story, tell their truth. To those of us listening, and I feel so special to be on the other side of that conversation. And I thank you for listening today. I hope that you learned something. I hope that you enjoyed the interview. And really, I hope that you go get the single, Why Not Me? There's such a wonderful story. It's such a dynamic story behind the song that can bless everybody. It'll bless everybody who listens. It's Tasha Page. What you would know as Tasha Page Lockhart, Tasha Page, Tasha is her name now, okay? Tasha, you know the voice, you know the voice. There's no mistaking that wonderful voice, that dynamic voice. So get the song, check it out, share it with somebody you know, tell them, send them the buy link. Let them buy it, let them add it. We've got to step up our support of gospel music. I interview mainly gospel artists here on the record. And so we have that refrain throughout most of these interviews about how we can actually support them. What support is, what it is not. So that's Tasha, her new single, Why Not Me, releases Wednesday, February 26th. Make sure you add it as soon as you can. And as always, I want to thank you so much for listening to Soul Prosper Radio on the record. I'm your gracious host, Fred Willis, and until next time, may the Lord be with you.
Hey, everybody, it's Tasha, formerly known as Tasha Page Lockhart, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with my boy, Fred Willis.
When I look in the mirror, I see a girl, beautifully broken, perfectly flawed. I don't even know how I made it this far. And I'm asking myself questions like, why did I do it? Why did this happen to me? Then I said, you can get through it. You just have to believe what I do now. Gotta make it all count. So why not me? I'm the perfect person to go through this storm. It won't break me, it won't kill me, I'll move on. And then I'll come out even better than before. And I'll never see this place anymore. 'Cause my faith
faith is getting stronger every day. I'm removing everything that's in my way. And the fact that I survived another day makes me say, why not me? Why not me? Why? One day I'm up, the next I'm down. Problems coming faster than I can count. Who can I run to? No one to talk to. Can somebody tell me what to do? Why did I do it? Why did this happen to me? You can get through it. You just have to believe what I do now. Gotta make it all count. So why not me? I'm the perfect person to go through the storm. It won't break me, it won't kill me. I'll move on. Then I'll come out even better than before. See this place and need more. Cause my faith is getting stronger every day. I'm removing everything that's in my way. And the fact that I survived another day. Oh, this is my moment. There's no turning back. It took me a while, but I have no regrets. I'm giving my all, letting go.
Oh, man, it's for real.
SP Radio.